Ball and Play 2, presented by DraftKings, is underway. Head over to our Warehouse Games channel to see all the action from Ball and Play. Get some skin in the game and download the DraftKings app right now. Don't forget to use our promo code Warehouse. That's promo code Warehouse only at DraftKings Sportsbook. The crown is yours. Hello and welcome to the Talking Yanks pregame show. My name is Jake Storielli, the gentleman to your left. Stage left is David Mendelson. He grew up outside of the city. Went to school at your sinus college.
That would be the one.
I went to Central Connecticut State. Honestly, in college, I gave school a better effort than I thought I would. You know, there were times when I was working a couple different jobs, getting my degree. High school, I underachieved. There's no other way to label it. But before we talk about more of that, we'll talk about the Yankees today as they take on the Baltimore Orioles. During the pregame show, there won't be a lot more discussion about my underachieving at different points. We will tell you the lineup, which is a doozy today. An exciting one. We'll do some what to watch for as we will discuss the pitching path to victory, which I'm excited to look at because I know the bullpen got worked this weekend, so there should be a pretty clear path. We'll do the homer draft, where we each pick two players that we think have the chance to hit a home run today, which looks like a select crew, looking up and down the lineup. We'll do an over-under, and we'll do premonitions. And then we'll stand up. Hey, everyone. Hope you're having a good Monday. Let's finish strong as we ease into this Yankees game. The lineup, I will give it to you before kicking it to Davis Wimbledon. Anthony Rizzo's hitting leadoff, first base. It's like, okay, we did that in the wild card game last year. Remember that? It was something. I kind of look like Dave Franco today, the way I did my hair. I'm going to start squinting a little bit.
That jacket's kind of helping it.
This kind of outfit is Dave Franco. I look a little squirrely. Someone take a screenshot of me and find a picture of Dave Franco looking similar. Aaron Judge plays right field and hits second. We love that for us. Giancarlo Stanton, DHing, hitting third. Okay.
Seen it before.
Gleyber Torres is playing second base, hitting cleanup. Probably a little higher than we're normally used to, but all right, whatever. The shortstop, Isaiah Kiner-Falefa, is batting fifth. I will get some research in during the show, because my heart says he's never hit fifth before.
I can look into that.
If you want to look that up, Biebs, as I finish out the lineup. Aaron Hicks is hitting sixth. We've seen some of that. He's playing left field. You're saying, okay, he's playing left field, Judges in right. Estevan Florial is in center field, batting seventh. Jose Trevino is your catcher, hitting eighth. And Marwin Gonzalez is playing third base with Garrett Cole on the bump. Lot going on in that lineup. Biebs, what have you found out?
So IKF.
Yeah.
He has actually started in the five hole four times.
Mm.
The four hole is the only spot he's never started a game.
Hmm.
But fifth is the next fewest. 28 games batting third, starting game. I knew he led off a lot for for Texas, and I could buy into some two whole days, but...
Who is Isaiah Kiner-Falefa? Let's be honest, folks. We got a weird one today. There's a couple things looming that I feel like we should touch on now before we don't. Donaldson not in the lineup. The internet is talking about, is this a faux Yankee suspension? Has there been something that's come down from the league office? I don't know.
Maybe we'll have an answer soon, but...
Yeah, it's one of those things I'm...
Probably by the time...
Kind of just no comment, because it's either about to immediately happen, or no, and they just gave Josh Donaldson and DJ LeMahieu a day off. That's why it feels like this. Gallo's on the COVID IL still.
And I guess we just... In theory, there's something going around the locker room, so it could also just be that.
Ooh, okay. There's that spin zone, too. It sounded... Joe's McFly sent a tweet that Andujar...
So the one tweet that I've seen about it.
And that guy's been on it before. What's that guy's name? I'm blanking.
Is it Hector Gomez?
Yes, Hector Gomez. which that adds fuel to either... COVID or suspension, right?
Yeah. Because can't help but not feel that way. Or but feel that way.
So, yeah, there will be a piece of news to drop soon. Right now, Gallo and Higgy are on the COVID IL. Tilo is still on the injured list. Chad Green, obviously, on the injured list. And this still has Marinaccio on the active roster.
I think he is still up because McKay was sent down.
McKay was sent down after the game yesterday. And they kept Florial after he was the 27th man. So, a lot of moving parts. And we are a full disclosure pod. This is... Today and yesterday are the two worst lineups we've seen?
Probably. Maybe both of yesterday's lineups might be the doubleheader split stuff. Two of the three worst we've seen all year.
So, yeah, we're about to... I've said it a few times on the podcast recently... We've been in a euphoric state ever since that early Orioles series the Yankees lost. We won, I think, 8 straight series. The Yankees have the best record in baseball. It kind of, like, knock on wood, the Yankees had been avoiding injury pretty well, whether injury or COVID, and now if things are happening. And the second half of this lineup today, if not... The second third of this lineup today. I mean, whoa. Mm-hmm. Whoa. I mean, I am generally and genuinely a Florial guy. I like Florial. I think there's potential, like I could see the potential they talk about when he plays. Hopefully Hicks is turning around. Marwin has been solid. Trevino's actually been okay, but man, I mean, 4 through 9. I guess that's my what to watch for today. It seems like we are walking into a week or two of what should be a funky baseball season, whether injury, COVID, or whatever it may be. And is that going to lead to a lot of at-bats for Marwin, who Marwin's looked decent in the box? Did Hicks go through a cold streak and he's finding his way out? Is this, like, the first ever actual Florial opportunity? We've talked about Esteban Florial for a few years now. And then on the other side of it, DJ's out of this lineup. Donaldson's out of this lineup. Is it rest day, COVID, suspension potentially for Donaldson? So, yeah. What, I mean, anything you're seeing in this lineup, Biebs?
So, I almost said this before we got going. You know, the shuffling at the top, and Hicks isn't deserving of getting thrown back into the leadoff spot, and he's been kind of the guy when DJ's had days off. So if you wanted to do some just getting those three guys more opportunities, I think my like hot take is I would have been more into Judge, Rizzo, Stanton, because at least those three are used to batting in that order, and you could have done Hicks 9, and that's kind of a lineup they've been doing. So, like, yes, it's very different looking, but...
Yeah.
So that was a thought I had, but... Yeah.
That kind of makes sense. Yeah,
and they did that one Judge leadoff game a couple years ago that every now and then I think about.
Anthony Rizzo has solid numbers versus Jordan Lyles, 7 for 25, 280 with two homers. Aaron Judge is 0 for 8. Would have lost that bet. Giancarlo Stanton is 7 for 15. Let's see, IKF is 2 for 10. Hicksy's 0 for 4. Okay. The pitching path to victory, and maybe this will turn the tone of this pregame show around a little bit. Gerrit Cole is on the mound for the Yankees. He has been electric recently. Three meh starts to start the season. Since then, he has essentially been lights out. In his last five starts, Gerrit Cole has a 1.67 ERA. He has gone six-plus innings in each of those five starts. That's pretty cool. That's good to see from Gerrit. Now, we can assume six. The Baltimore Orioles, Gerrit could potentially give you seven. Let's assume six for now. Clay Holmes did not pitch yesterday in the doubleheader. How about that? So let's assume he's the closer now. We have seven innings. Johnny Lasagna has pitched back-to-back days and 3 out of 4. He's out.
Gotta be.
Mike King threw 33 pitches on Saturday. I'm going to assume he's out.
In an emergency, maybe, but yeah.
Miguel Castro has pitched back-to-back games and 3 out of 4. I'm going to assume he is out. For me, there's two pitching paths to victory. It is Cole to Wandy, who hasn't pitched since Thursday. Chapman, in theory, is in play, but is he? Achilles?
Sounds like he has an Achilles thing. So
not really sure what's going to go on there. I'm kind of going to rule him out. Which leaves you Wandy and Litgy now, or Marinaccio. The other wild card here would be Clark Schmidt is on the roster, and he has not pitched recently. So in a dream world, I think the Yankees, if they could go up 4 or 5-plus runs, you could go Cole to Clark and try to finish out a ball game. We just discussed the lineup a lot. That doesn't necessarily seem on the table.
Sometimes those are the days it is on the table.
So, I'm going to update my what to watch for. And it's going to be Gerrit Cole pumping the strike zone. Because I think they need 7 out of him today. Because I think 7 innings gets you Cole to Wandy to Clay Holmes. And that's kind of the recipe. Man. And then, yeah, anything outside of that?
Litke's presumably available.
Litke's available. Sure. 18 yesterday. Marinaccio, 10 yesterday.
Look at lean.
And then who knows what's going on with Chapman, but yeah.
Yeah. The path you laid out seems like the path of least resistance.
We need a big outing from Gerrit Cole today. starting off the Baltimore series after losing 2 to the White Sox yesterday. Come on, Garrett. Come on, Garrett. You little fucker.
Whoa.
BBD, let's go to the Homer Draft.
Let's go to it.
The Homer Draft is brought to us by SeatGeek. Go to the game. Joe's McFly is going to the game. We said, Joe's, pop in for the pregame show. He said, sorry, bruh. Tickets in Legends tonight. Whoops. Must be nice.
Can I tell you a secret?
Yes.
Also going to the game tonight.
Okay. That seems kind of fucked up.
Not Legends.
You could be going to the game tonight as well if you go to SeatGeek and use code PREGAME. Was it $20 off your tickets? If you're a first-time user?
Yeah. Code PREGAME.
Code PREGAME. Thank you, SeatGeek. Homer Draft. It's the Homer Draft. Homer Draft. It's been a little touch and go this year. I think the last time we checked in, Jimmy had a dominant series.
Yeah. 3-0, yeah. Last time the Yanks and Orioles squared up.
How about that? I hate that, I hate that, I hate that. BBD, you get the honors today.
Well, going in, I thought I might go one way, and then we read some numbers at the beginning of this, so I think my first pick's going to be Rizzo.
Mm. That's good. Yeah, the judge no homer thing off Jordan Lyles is shocking.
Part of me believes that makes him even all the more right. He wouldn't have been I don't think I'd have been upset if I walked away with him.
Do you believe in do? Do you leave Judge? That just feels like a mistake. You know what? Screw it. This is going to be a weird series.
Awesome. Josh Donaldson, COVID IL.
How about that? How about that? Who reported that?
Brian Hoke, Lindsey Adler, Justin Shackle.
I know all three of them.
Max Goodman.
4. Oh, that one hurt. All right.
Brendan Cuddy.
I'm going Judge Stan. It's been a while since I've been homer drafting. They are two guys that need to have a decent game today for the Yankees to push some runs across. I hate leaving Florial for you, but it's out there.
It's out there. Options out there. Part of me wants to do it. You know what? You know, Glaber's the choice, air quotes, and the Orioles stuff, but we talked about it. He's hitting lefties this year.
Yeah.
Jordan Lyles isn't he isn't left-handed.
He's not lefty.
Florial's exciting.
Hey, I'm kind of not joking.
Let's do it.
Florial was struggling with that high fastball yesterday. I don't think Jordan Lyles has that in the tank. Short porch. And man, look at this line.
Some porch one.
Holy cow. We're going to get some Andujar? My brain is spinning right now. My goodness.
Yeah, my other thing is if Andujar is up, why is he not in this lineup?
Yeah. Yeah.
I haven't seen a Yankees account tweeted, and I don't not believe the report we saw. Just haven't seen any other tweets say it.
Decent argument that Miguel Andujar could be our cleanup hitter today. Is this Miguel Andujar's opportunity? A lot of questions in Yankees land for this pregame show. Holy Toledo. Code pregame, $20 off SeatGeek. The over-under for this game, I mean, if you're Vegas...
Man.
Are they changing it on the fly?
I don't know if it's shifted today, but I'm looking at a number.
I just saw a number. I just saw 7.5.
It's the number. Okay. I saw.
Gerrit Cole, Yankees worn out bullpen. Baltimore comes in. The exciting thing, if you guys don't know, they called up top prospect Adley Rutschman. I believe he'll be catching tonight. I don't think Baltimore's posted a lineup yet.
No, they have a bunch of guys, like injury updates and stuff, so sorry. Yeah. Not injury updates, but Tyler Nevin sent down.
Sent down. Ooh, I hit the passing button again.
Passing.
Joe's McFly is still here.
What's he pointing at?
And it looks like he's double fisting. Text from John Boy and said Lyles is throwing lefty today.
Oh.
So we will check with our sources on that. Joe's, I mean, Talking Yanks pregame show. You made a smoothie. Right. There's a smoothie in this cup.
Right.
Is this yours?
That's what I made. No, this mine is there. Same thing.
Did you make me a smoothie?
Yeah, try it.
It's pretty good.
Worth it.
What's it like? Blueberry? Is there a little like chocolate? Is there chocolate?
Mango.
I could taste the protein powder.
Spinach?
Spinach, really?
Pineapple.
I can taste the pineapple.
Water.
Resident smoothie chef, Joe's McFly. Yes. Checking in.
I'm actually leaving now.
See you, Joe's.
Now.
If you guys see Joe's at Legends, pants him. You guys have full permission from me tonight to pants Joe's McFly. Don't get me wrong, you're gonna like what you see. Wow. It's a really good smoothie. Okay. I didn't know Joe's had that in the bag. Looks like Dave Franco wearing the same exact hoodie as me. He's just a little skinnier. And I know a guy that looks more like Dave Franco than I do. Over under 7.5. I'll go under. Garrett's been really good, and I'm worried about the Yankees' offense.
Yeah, it's hard for me not to believe in the under. That said, I'm going to the game, so rules are rules.
Oh, shoot. Okay.
So I have to select the over.
I respect that. Over, under, homer draft. Pitching path to victory, somewhat to watch for us. Premonitions. We're in the stadium. It's a weird lineup. How about that weird... Florial caught that really tough ball in the gap, but he also let that other ball drop in front of him.
Kind of a nice little deke after that. I liked it.
Yeah. How about Jose Trevino? Trevino has a broken bat single today. Broken bat single, Jose Trevino. Are you seeing anything on the field?
Kind of had it on the mind, so it might be. I manifested the premonition into myself.
Mm.
Like I asked, going to the warning track again.
Oh, okay. Warning track, Kiner Falefa. Which do you see?
I was just about to say, I have no idea which one. Honestly, wouldn't hate if you just aim for the porch.
Porch one.
Hope you do one by accident.
Get over there. Jake has the body of James and the face of Dave. Okay. James O'Brien in the chat, 6-2 finish, Brantley pinch hit grand slam. Man, that would be That would be a doozy. Seeing some Dolphin stuff. Mm. Really good smoothie from Joe's McFly. Tweeted him about smoothies. You can pants him at the stadium today only. Today only. Holy smokes. Talking Yanks tomorrow, midweek episode. It sounds like we're going to have a lot to talk about. So we will, James O'Brien in the chat said Sears is starting.
I'm seeing a lot of people saying that. I think they're saying Wednesday.
JP Sears is starting Wednesday.
Likely starting pitcher Wednesday, Aaron Boone said.
Perfect.
And yes, Andujar is replacing Donaldson on the roster. He isn't there yet.
Man. The news keeps coming.
Wow.
Miguel Andujar en route. JP Sears starting Wednesday.
At this point, they might be saving Clark to do like some piggyback stuff. I guess King would just be available by then.
Marinaccio still on the roster. All right.
They may be burning Marinaccio tomorrow to make room for the Sears.
Marinaccio will get burned at some point, today or tomorrow. Hopefully tomorrow. Well,
oh.
JP Sears starting Wednesday. Is that just to give the rotation an extra day?
Yeah, I think they've got a week from today, the 23 games, 22 days stretch ends.
Right.
So probably get everyone one more day.
So then you go Nestor, Tyone, Seve, Cole, and Tampa. All right.
That gets Nestor into Tampa?
I think so.
No, that's fair.
All right, everybody. Like going to be a wild Talking Yanks tomorrow. Who knows what other news we have yet? Who knows what tonight's game is going to look like? Anthony Volpe is the fifth prospect in baseball.
I think the Martian's on a heater.
Ball and Play 2 presented by DraftKings is underway. Head over to our Warehouse Games channel to see all the action from Ball and Play. Get some skin in the game and download the DraftKings app right now. Don't forget to use our promo code Warehouse. That's promo code Warehouse only at DraftKings Sportsbook. The crown is yours.